Welcome to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed. I have Kendra Winchester with me. She's with me for the whole week. And from what I've seen, you have a little bit of this and a little bit of that to talk about this week.
I feel that's my vibe, definitely, is just a little bit of everything.
Which is great. So how are we starting?
We're starting with a history book, which I'm very excited about. And that is The Rediscovery of America, Native Peoples, and the Unmaking of U.S. History. This is by Dr. Ned Blackhawk, and this is read by Jason Grazel.
And this is the book that won the National Book Award for Nonfiction. And
yes.
Yeah. And Dr. Blackhawk is a historian at Yale.
He has done like phenomenal work. And This is one of those instances where there wasn't an audiobook, but because it won the National Book Award, I'm just assuming that is why the audiobook came after when Blackhawk won this award.
I think it does show the power that these awards can have.
Yes, yes. And so Tantor Media picked it up.
It's a great overview of American history. So why don't you just give us like the thumbnail?
Okay, so Dr. Ned Blackhawk is Western Shoshone, and so he does the story of Turtle Island, also known as North America, from the perspective of Indigenous people. So instead of teaching history from the perspective of the colonists, as we are in middle school and high school, etc., he is giving us the history of America from the perspective of Indigenous peoples. And of course, there are hundreds of different Native nations in North America, but he just does the highlights. So I really appreciate that he notes that this is really just a broad overview. This is not supposed to be an end-all be-all. This is supposed to introduce you to history from this perspective, and then you can go forth and find out more resources.
So it's like a survey,
yes,
a survey book.
Exactly.
Which I love. Yeah. And I read in a review that the later chapters just offer such an eloquent story of Native American activism and sort of the recovery that Native Americans have done in the second half of the 20th century.
Yes, yes, because a lot of people don't realize that Native peoples did not have the right for their own spiritual and cultural practices until the middle of the 20th mm-hmm. century. And that was a result of the activism and different things. So Dr. Blackhawk starts with like first contact and moves forward from there. And the idea is that you're centering Native peoples and also giving them agency and talking about like the political moves that they made and how Europeans conquering North America was not inevitable. That was not the thing that he wanted to walk away with. And he does that so well in the book. So anyone who has questions about that, I would encourage obviously to listen to the book and you'll have those questions answered.
And how is Jason Grazel as a narrator?
I really appreciated his work on this. I think, you know, for me, the idea of performing a history book seems very daunting. Like, how do you keep someone's interest over 25 hours, you know, of audio? And I feel like Jason Grazel does a great job of keeping our interest over the course of all the different chapters and different things. Not overperforming, it's not monotonous, and he strikes a good balance.
Well, can we hear him?
Yes, yes. This first part that we're going to listen to, where Dr. Blackhawk is setting up kind of his philosophy of why he's writing this book and some of the things he wants to accomplish with the text.
Okay, this is The Rediscovery of America. It's by Ned Blackhawk, and it's read by Jason Grazel.
A full telling of American history must account for the dynamics of struggle, survival, and resurgence that frame America's indigenous past. Focus upon Native American history must be an essential practice of American historical inquiry. Existing paradigms of U.S. history remain incomplete when they fail to engage the field. We need to build a more inclusive narrative, and this cannot be accomplished simply by adding new cast members to the dramas of the past. Our history must reckon with the fact that indigenous peoples, African Americans, and millions of other non-white citizens have not enjoyed the self-evident truths of equality, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness proclaimed at the nation's founding as inalienable rights belonging to all. Many people have remained historically excluded from the nation and exploited by its citizens. Native peoples were not granted U.S. citizenship until 1924. by which time the federal government had seized hundreds of millions of acres of land from Native nations in more than 300 treaties.
To my ear, this excerpt is really fast. It feels like the rhythm is off. Did he slow down, or do you get used to it when you're listening to the whole book?
To me, the speed fit. Maybe that's because I prefer faster readers. So just as, you know, that is my preference. But I feel for me overall, it was a good listen.
Okay. And that is The Rediscovery of America by Ned Blackhawk, read by Jason Grazel. And I will talk to you tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Me too. Behind the Mic is brought to you by Thomas Nelson, publisher of your next rom-com obsession, How to Plot a Payback. Available now everywhere you get your audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.